This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Come on, Mary Trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
On an extremely, extraordinarily bouncy Wednesday, April the 13th. It is DPHRO. It is Rothenberg with you. I mean, my goodness, is there a lot going on. Let's start the proceedings. We'll see what order of operations you went in last night. We say good morning to a man who's been up for hours, and that, of course, is my co-host, the one, the only, Rick DPHRO. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, David. A lot of sports last night, buddy. A lot of sports.
I told you it was too much. It was a fear of mine going into the night. I was prepared for this. I don't know that everybody involved with the show was.
No, it doesn't feel like that, but I'll say this. You'll be proud of me. I actually stayed up for the entirety of the Nets game last night.
Which was what, around 9:25?
Yep. Shut it down like 9:45-ish.
So you're on like a 9. So what, lights out, fast asleep by 10? Or no, before that?
No, 10, yeah, 10.
So you slept 10. Like 10 to 2:15?
10 to 2:15, yep.
So you're not getting enough sleep?
No. I actually read a report yesterday. If you get too much sleep, you're more likely to have a stroke, apparently.
Yeah, but you can't get 4 hours a night. You're right, but too much is not 5 hours.
At this point in my life, it feels like 5 hours might be... like. If I get 5 hours, I'm pumped. Like, I feel rested.
That's amazing. 5 hours is like a good night's sleep, huh?
Yeah. What are we doing, by the way? I mean, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot.
What did we do? What happened? Oh,
well,
no.
Yesterday you dressed up as Steve Jobs.
Oh, for God's sakes, would you leave me alone?
Now, I mean, you show up this morning dressed up like Bill Belichick. What are we doing? Are we
getting, I'm a football coach. I'm not a doctor.
Jeff Bezos tomorrow? What are we trying to do here?
You look like you're wearing a robe.
Is it dress up like your favorite genius or what?
I saw you today. I was like, why is he wearing like a velour robe? But I say nothing. Because you know why? I'm classier than you. It's the truth. It's like, why do you bring attention to, and you have a problem with this, no one can do anything without you taking these shots. Why? Why?
True or false? True or false right now, you're wearing a short sleeve hoodie right now.
True.
Okay. With the t-shirt underneath. It's dressed up like Bill Belichick did. That's fine.
So, I don't understand. Why is that a bad thing?
If you want to do dress up every day, then, I mean, it could be something that we start maybe.
You know what we can start? Go to hell. You want to start that?
How dare you? Easter is right around the corner. How dare you?
Listen, you are as close to Jesus as I've ever seen.
We got Passover coming up. We got Easter. I mean, how dare you?
Passover is on Friday night this year.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh,
Friday I know. Night. First two nights, some beautiful Seders. No bread for the next couple of weeks then.
I've yet to be invited for a Seder dinner. Yet to be invited.
Well, why would I invite you? Well, I'd open the door. I'd be like, hey, welcome. You'd be like, why are you dressed like this?
Well, I'm actually excited now to wake up every morning to see how you're, I mean, what costume you're going to wear.
What do you mean costume? You think that Bill Belichick's the only guy allowed to wear? You want me to wear a long sleeve hoodie? No.
Snapface, instant chat, or whatever it is.
I mean, it's unbelievable with you.
Well, you love the Giants. You love Bill Belichick and what he did for the Giants. I think it's a nice homage.
Not the Jets locker.
You're not going in there.
I love that one. I mean, now I have to be concerned. See, this is now what you've done. You have now done the fact that I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And now I have to think to myself, can I wear that? Or is this idiot going to start with a, what are you wearing today? How about that? Every day?
All I'm saying is I didn't realize you were doing dress up every day. Had I known, then I would like to participate maybe. Maybe I dress up and you guess who I'm dressed up as.
You know, I would send you something, but, you know, I'm still waiting on my gift.
I called yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a heated conversation.
And?
Oh, all I heard was excuses. I'm like, but I already paid for it like 2 months ago. Like, what are we doing? Oh, it's not our fault. I said, well, whose fault is it?
Yeah.
Because you know me with gifts.
Like this.
Well, but you know me with gifts, though. I can't help it. Like, the second I got it for you, I wanted to tell you. And I'm like, no. Be cool. Relax. So
this must be eating you alive.
Oh, it's killing me. It's killing me. She's like, I promise.
And you
must
be angry because I haven't received it yet.
Yeah, exactly right. And I paid for it already.
Maybe I'll send you a short sleeve hoodie.
I do have quite a few. I do like the short sleeve hoodie.
Wait, so you like the short sleeve hoodie?
I love it.
So then why are you giving me a hard time?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said you were dressed up like Bill Belichick. That's it.
So when you wear a short sleeve hoodie, are you now Belichick?
No, I'm not Belichick.
So why am I Belichick?
Well, it's on the heels of dressing up like Steve Jobs is all I'm saying.
Oh, so because yesterday was Jobs, now if I wear a short sleeve hoodie, now I'm Belichick.
Yes.
I don't get you at all.
I got a delicious recipe for you, too, by the way, for Passover.
For what? A pot roast?
For dessert. No, dessert.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a dessert matzah. Yeah. Oh, it's a dessert matzah.
Because I'm going to make that.
Oh, it's so easy, though. Sherry can make it instantly. It's no biggie.
What is it? I don't want you to run through the entire recipe, but what is it?
It's a chocolate toffee matzah cracker.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, it's delicious.
Maybe you text over the recipe.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
I think you'll love it.
Can we get into the sports, please?
Oh, we got. I don't know if 3 hours will be enough.
I told you yesterday during the show, and I think it was actually a topic on the show. I felt overwhelmed with the night of sports. And then, as if I never said this, I get a text from RJ at like 7:45. We all do on the group text. There's a lot going on. This is a bit overwhelming. And it was. But I don't understand how that just happened to him as we were mid, like, all these games. We knew this was going to be an issue last night.
Yeah, but it is size. I mean, what can you expect?
Oh, here we go again.
Memory can't be. I mean, it's short memory. Or he wasn't paying attention. Or we're not interesting enough for him.
You maybe think it's that's that. What it is?
Well, maybe he's planning weddings. Who knows with this guy?
Planning going to his next wedding?
Maybe he's already checked out. He's already at his next wedding.
So what was your order of operations last night? You stayed up for the entire Nets game. So was that was your number one focus?
I wouldn't say number one focus, no. Number one focus was probably... Actually, I mixed it up. Started with the Mets, Yankees, and then the Nets had the 40-point first quarter. I'm like, okay. I mean, they're going to take care of business, but Cleveland credit. They kept fighting back.
They fought.
Brooklyn didn't have a good second quarter. I mean, 17-point second quarter. But, and then I was like, okay, I'm already this invested in it. So I went those three, sprinkled in some Rangers, some Islanders. Watched most of the Rangers this morning.
Disappointing.
That's how I did it.
Disappointing. Had a 1-0 lead. Vetrano then hits the post. Had a chance. Actually cut it to what? To 3-2.
3-2. Kreider's 50th. Congratulations.
Which was great. How awesome is that? That's a lot of goals.
Yeah, but I mean, this is now 50 is, yeah. I don't know if anyone ever expected 50, but this was always the hope with Kreider. Like, you got to remember, there was some frustration with him.
Well, there was the whole question of, do we re-sign this guy?
Yeah. And he's really emerged.
He really has. I'm surprised they don't make him the captain, actually.
Well, here's the thing, though. When they went through that whole process, it didn't seem like anyone really wanted it. There's a lot of extra pressure that comes with that.
And
the thought was that they would give, you know, they give A's, and then the hope was that Lafreniere would eventually, you know, work his way into that role, but that hasn't.
Well, how about Fox, no?
Fox could be one.
Yeah.
Well, depends. Some guys just don't want it. It's a commitment, man.
It's a big deal. Well,
it's a big deal, especially here.
He had a great year. I mean, phenomenal. This is what I would expect, because this is the Rangers' luck, is that they would have let him go, and then he would have scored 50 on another team. But he's done it on this team. He's had a phenomenal season. Let's take a listen. We don't hear a lot of hockey sound, but let's take a listen. Here is Chris Kreider on scoring number 50.
Something we could probably talk about another day, but I mean, it's hard after a game like that where, you know, we ran it. We were doing a lot of good things. So, I mean, I think it would mean a lot more if we had found a way to win that game. But I think it's something that I'll appreciate. It's hard to appreciate right now.
He's a very humble guy.
Like, I love
you can
that
tell.
Answer.
I
love that answer.
I don't think it means as much to him, because I'm sure it's great. I'm sure he's happy about it. But because they lost that game, it takes a little of the luster away.
Well, it's a bad look for him. He's one of the leaders on the team. I'm sure, I mean, when he leaves the rink and he's, you know, at home in his apartment, that he'll, you know, sit back and just appreciate the fact that he's got 50 and what a great year he's having. But, I mean, they have bigger goals now. This is a team that believes they can make a legitimate run towards the Stanley Cup. And last night was a good test for them.
I just think, and maybe I'm wrong, I just think Carolina's a little better and not a great matchup for the Rangers.
I think Carolina's probably a little bit better. They got off to a great start of that third period, scored the two. That stall goal, the third goal, I don't think was a great goal. Mm-hmm. Puck was on edge, but I don't think that was a great goal. The NHL playoffs are wild, man. They honestly are, and the Rangers have shown you they can win in a bunch of different ways, which is important. They've added grit. They've added toughness there. I mean, their power play let them down last night. It struggled
there
recently.
This Vetrano, some player. That was some acquisition.
Vetrano's been good. I think Kopp is good. So they have all the pieces. It's just going to depend. You know, matchups will be important and whether or not, you know, Shesterkin can steal a couple games.
Which I think he can.
I do too.
So, yeah, we'll see. I thought it was an entertaining game. I wasn't... Is this wrong? I wasn't that horrified. Like, I thought they played well. I didn't think it was a must win. I'd like to win the game. You'd like to win the division. But if you don't, I don't think that's a huge loss for the Rangers.
No, I don't think it is either. I mean, you're talking about the difference between, you know, hosting Pittsburgh or, you know, potentially if you do win the division, playing, you know, Tampa or Boston in
Boston
that first
or
round.
Tampa. I mean, you could argue that Pittsburgh is the easier route than those other two teams, no?
Yeah, I just hate how the NHL does their playoffs. I can't stand it.
What would you like?
I just like 1-8.
1-8, that's it.
Just give me 1-8. That's it.
Yeah.
Even better, how about 1-16?
1-16. So you want to incorporate the West into the postseason too, huh? They used to do it like that.
Oh, listen, you can't, you know, you're flying private. Go 2-3-2. Real advantage for the team that has the best record. That would be interesting.
Do you want like Islanders, Flames in round one? Like those are fun.
I know because the Flames are a good team right now. No,
but no, I'm not saying because they're good. I'm just saying that's far.
No. But I just mean what sucks is like Toronto and Tampa right now would play in the first round. So you're gonna lose one of those teams right away.
Right away, and you'd have to imagine it's gonna be Toronto's gonna be.
Well, yeah, which right? I can't even imagine. Yeah, I want to talk about pressure. Playing for the Maple Leafs right now, not being able to get out of the first round of the playoffs.
Ugh. And they never do.
No. Well, look at their matchups.
I know, but a couple years ago, remember that Boston series? They had them. They were up like 3-1 or 4-1 in the final 4 minutes, and they blew that game 7.
It was funny. I was watching the Tournament of Champions on the Food Network. Cass and I love that show. So this guy, this one chef has lost the last couple years to the same chef every time. Now it's every year he's gotten better, but he still loses to the same chef, and they're in the West bracket because they do it like the NCAA tournament.
All right,
and they asked him after
by region.
Yeah, they asked him after their yet another loss. You know, what would you do differently? He goes, I would move. I think I'm going to move to the East. Because he just can't. He can't win.
That's funny.
He just can't win.
All right. So 1-800-919-3776. Yeah, we'll take your calls on how about all of it? I mean, Rangers, Mets, Yankees. Great pitching from both locals. The Nets won, but I don't know. It just something doesn't seem right with me about this team. Am I on an island with this take, or do you somewhat agree with that?
No, I don't think you're on an island. I think there's still, I mean, the question remains whether or not they can flip the switch. They did it last year in the playoffs. Their defense was better last year in the playoffs. But, I mean, you haven't seen it yet. I mean, you haven't seen it with this team yet. I mean, Cleveland's a good team. Cleveland's not at the same level as the Celtics.
They're also not healthy.
Well, yeah, not having Jared Allen was a big deal. I mean, Drummond and Claxton took advantage of that. I mean, Kyrie didn't miss his first shot till the fourth quarter. The guy's fasting, too, by the way.
Not only is he fasting, which I didn't even realize. Not only is he fasting, he can't drink.
It's amazing to me. I don't know how he does it.
Now, last night, well, sun goes down at what time? So once the sun goes down, now he can at least consume food and liquids, although I'm sure he's not eating during the game.
Yeah, but which is fine. I would imagine. I mean, that's...
Sun goes down
at 7:30? So some point during the game he can start...
Right. But how about this now? On Sunday of this week, they play at 3:30.
Yeah, that's not great.
He's going to have to go the entirety of the game without having any food or any water.
Yeah, that's one of those. He'll have to wake up before the sun comes up. Eat,
and
drink.
Just hydrate, like just drink tons?
Or, I mean, what's the... I would be interested to see what happens. Can you get him an IV? Is that allowed?
I don't know.
Because that would do the trick.
That's a good question. You're right. Because at halftime, does it get an IV? Because otherwise, I would say this. Isn't it dangerous?
I used to lose... Now, I had goalie equipment on. But I would lose 12 to 15 pounds a game of sweat.
Yeah, I don't know how he.
I mean, you're not talking about a guy who's playing. I mean, the guy's playing. I mean, he played what 42 minutes last night.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how on Sunday, game one, national television, this guy is going to not have a sip of water.
Well, he's going to have to load up. I mean, he's just going to have to make sure he does everything.
But at what time? What, right. At 5 a.m? Does that last?
Well, no, probably not. But it's going to be as good as he gets.
Yeah. I guess.
So you load up the night before. You try to wake up. I would wake up early before the sun comes up, eat, drink, and then shut it back down and then wake up and play.
And this goes on until Sunday, May 1st. So it's not like a couple days of this. It's a good couple of weeks of this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
In Brooklyn with the shooting on the subway yesterday morning was just, I mean, unbelievably terrifying. And amazingly, I guess no one was killed. 10 people were shot and nobody was killed during this event.
No one was killed. Thank
God.
Which
is amazing.
It's amazing, yeah. I couldn't even imagine. Could not even imagine.
But just
being
an
in
awful,
that situation.
Awful story.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, that, and then this morning I was reading some of the stuff on Dwayne Haskins. And that's another tragedy.
So what happened with him? Because I've heard differing stories. Was he driving to the airport and his car broke down? Is that what happened?
Well, I didn't read that. I mean, the latest I read this morning was that somebody witnessed it, and he was walking across the highway, had his arms up, and then was hit. Ugh.
Awful. Awful stuff. And that's why, I know we say it all the time, you got to appreciate every single day you have.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You never know when you're going to be walking across the highway looking for help if your car breaks down and then, you know, you get a hit, or you go just walking through the subway on your way to work and then something happens. So we're thrilled that no one was killed, but obviously the story is very, very terrifying, and these kind of things seem to happen often in this city, and it's very sad. But that's not what we do. What we do is sports talk and try to keep the levity of everything. And, you know, last night, the pitching of both locals, really sensational. McGill, phenomenal. And I don't know if you feel like this. I felt like a lot of people expected a real drop-off from Cortez from last year to this year. And start one, I mean, he was the Yankees' best starter through the first time through the rotation.
He absolutely was. Yeah, because there were no real expectations for Nestor Cortez last season. Like he was a guy that you would piggyback your starter with, right? Like, that was, I mean, bullpen guy, if you needed him to piggyback a start, then he could do that too. But, I mean, last year he was great. I was looking at some of his numbers. In his in 14 of his last 15 starts, he's given up 3 runs or less. Yankees are 11-4 in those starts.
It's amazing. And it's not like you beat the, you know, you pick a team that's not very good. You didn't beat the A's or a crappy team like that.
Or Baltimore. This is
right. You beat that's a big time team. And let's be fair. In 2 games against Toronto, the Yankees pitching has been really good.
Pitching's been good. I mean, last night was pretty much the polar opposite of what happened in the first game, right?
Right. Where the Yankees hammered Kikuchi early, and they just couldn't get the runs until Hicks hit the home run, which I actually thought that one should have been caught over the Gurriel play.
Yeah, that was a weird. I mean, it took me a couple times watching it because I thought he had a chance. I mean, that's a home run only at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, that's a home run only at Yankee Stadium.
Only at Yankee Stadium. Well, that's what we saw on opening day when LeMahieu hit the home run. Remember that one?
Yep.
Marley Rivera, who works for us at ESPN, does a good job covering the baseball, said that would have been a home run in one ballpark in the majors, and that's Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, they actually gave the graphic last night after he hit the home run.
Well, you knew that. I mean, it barely got out of Yankee Stadium. But, you know, away you go. Hicks with a big hit, home run, and Yankees win this one last night, and good for them. That's a big bounce-back win for the Yankees.
It's a nice bounce-back win. I will say this, though, and I know it's the first time to the rotation. I mean, Yankees' bullpen has been lights out, but this is not... This can't continue like this. It can.
Well, I mean, has their bullpen allowed anything this season?
I mean, Cortez was really good, but that was in 4 1/3. I mean, you still had to go. I mean, you needed 4 guys out of the pen still.
But that Yankees bullpen is, I mean, the savages. There's so many guys that are good. I mean, Loizaga is a terrific reliever. Chapman has pitched well.
You know, Holmes was good last night. Right, Castro's been good for them.
Yeah, really good. You just go up and down what they have. I mean, this is without Britton.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive what they're doing. I mean, but they've already, I mean, they've already pitched 27 1/3, and we're five games through the season.
Which is crazy. But it's not like they have 3 guys. I mean, how many guys do they have in that bullpen that they can use?
No,
like
I know
7
but
guys.
I understand that, but this is, I mean, how many times we heard that? How many postseasons ago was Britton that said it? We get used so much that we get exposed. Like at a certain point, you can only go to your bullpen so much. Like the starters do have to give you some length.
Well, I mean, listen, I think the first time through the rotation, the expectation was we're not going to get a lot from these guys, right? 65, 70, maybe 75 pitches. There's no way this can continue. There's no way that you're going to expect, you know, 5 innings, 4 1/3 from Gerrit Cole. Like he goes today, it would be nice if Gerrit Cole gave you 6+ innings in this game today.
It would be nice. Now, that's what you expect from him. That's why you pay him $36 million a year.
Right. He makes a fortune of money. He makes more than $1 million a start. Oh, act like it. Go out there and
all right.
Give
me
a big-time
outing. If you want to make sure he has a good start, let's get a couple things straight. We can't have pregame
right on
ceremonies.
Time.
Right on time.
Right. What time is the game called for tonight? Like 7:07?
It has to be right at 7:07.
I mean, if you're 7:06 and he's not on the mound, you stop whatever proceedings are happening. If you're honoring somebody, moment of silence, stop it. Get him on the mound.
Get him on the mound. He needs to throw the ball right at that moment, and then the whole Star Wars stuff, be done with
it. For Pete's sake.
Now, what is that? What is that about the Star Wars stuff? They're doing
well because you can't
strikes.
Hear with 2 strikes. You can't. They play it and you can't hear the pitch come in your ear.
But what, they play continuously with 2 strikes.
Well, as they're trying to relay the pitch through the headset through what's in his hat, you can't hear it. I guess
now is it only Cole that has the issue, or other guys are having the issue with the 2 strikes?
I think I would imagine it's not just Cole. Other guys are probably dealing with the same thing.
I guess Severino said that he was having an issue on things as well. Let's take a listen to Aaron Boone. You can hear every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN on the Michael K. Show. He discusses the bullpen on the bullpen's early season success.
They're good at what they do. They all came in tonight and did what we expect of them. You know, feel like they got the right level of work in spring training. Today, with all the guys we used, had a couple days off going into this one, maybe with the exception of Lowe. He might have pitched 2 days ago. So knew we were in a good spot with those guys. And, you know, especially going through this lineup, you know, if you can have those guys lined up, gives yourselves a really good chance.
Their bullpen has been lights out.
It's elite, yeah.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there can't be a better bullpen in Major League Baseball than the Yankees right now, I wouldn't think.
No, you'd be hard-pressed, especially with how much they've been used. this early in the season. I mean, I'm all bullpen's going to get used.
Are they great at developing bullpen? Is Cashman great at giving them the right tools for the bullpen? Like their bullpen's been really good for a really long time now.
It has been. It absolutely has been. Maybe we should take, you know, sprinkle some of that special sauce on developing starting pitching. Would be nice.
Right? But it feels like they have almost the market cornered on how to develop and put together a great bullpen.
Okay, but is that being good at developing bullpen arms or not being good at developing starters? Because the starters, I mean, the guys that end up in the bullpen, you want to be starters. Like Michael King is supposed to be a starter.
Right.
But he's just better in the bullpen.
Right. I mean, he's really good in the bullpen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really good. And then this kid from Jersey who's terrific. Kid that went to Delaware.
Yeah, they have from top to bottom. You'd be hard pressed to find a better bullpen.
Yeah, no, I don't think you possibly can. 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to some of the calls, and then we'll get to the Mets. And that was a great performance last night from the Mets starters and bullpen as well. Cullum in the Bronx. Cullum, go ahead. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Rick and Rob in the morning. What's up?
All right, that's not going to get old for you, huh? You're just going to roll with that.
That was honestly one of the funniest calls. Like top five all time on this show. It was so funny. I mean, like, I blame the Pandy. People are just messed up.
Oh, God. You know? Here we go.
People are just messed up right now. But, you know, but that was just a phenomenal call. I was
the Pandy.
All right, go ahead. What do you got?
So my question is, the Yankees have 10 starters. And literally, it looks like every 5 days someone's going to be sitting down. And they're not going to be able to get, a good rhythm going, in my opinion. I know people never say there's no such thing as hot, there's no such thing as that nonsense, but I think that's bull. You know, there is hot, there is rhythm, there and anything like that. But what do you think the Yankees are going to do? You think eventually they're going to try to trade, you know, Gleyber Torres or another star? I just don't get how every single day somebody important in the lineup is going to be benched.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, though. I mean, and let me ask you this. You think teams are clamoring to get Gleyber Torres at this point?
No, I definitely don't think so. He definitely lost a lot of stock last year. But I don't know. I feel like you got to do something. Maybe mid-season he starts playing better and you can move him.
Yeah, but
I don't know what the team's going to do.
Colm, I think the thought is at some point somebody's going to get hurt, and that'll open up a spot.
Well, doesn't someone always get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what happens if Donaldson has his calf act up. Or, I mean, whatever ends up happening. What you don't want to have happen is, and he hasn't hit, but, I mean, your backup shortstops, I mean, your options are Marwin Gonzalez or Gleyber Torres. Like, I mean, that's not what you want at short. So
no, and you can't put Torres at short. That's just, from what I've seen, not a real possibility.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This Franz Radio is DPetro and Rothenberg.
True or false right now? You're wearing a short sleeve hoodie right now.
True.
Well, yesterday you dressed up as Steve Jobs.
Oh, for God's sakes, would you leave me alone?
You show up this morning dressed up like Bill Belichick.
Snap face, instant shot, or whatever.
You look like you're wearing a robe. But I say nothing. I'm classier than you.
If you want to do dress up every day, it could be something that we start, maybe.
You know what we can start? Go to hell. You want to start that?
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Not the Jets lie.
You're not going in there.
I love that one.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. DiPietro and Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. You know what I don't have, by the way, Rick?
Reads.
Nope, not one. So we might be brought to you by Progressive. We might not. I don't have any idea. This might be a straight talk conversation. It might not be. I have no idea. Blah, blah, blah. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Blah, blah, blah. We did some discussion. I mean, you made sure to get the Belichick hoodie, the whole thing in that little open you do, the little rejoin you do. But where are my reads? We're presented by Progressive! Huh?
There, I think we got them all just now.
But where are they? In my email that I can actually read them.
They should now be in your email.
They now are in my email. I mean, what's going on? I was told a few weeks ago by 5:30 every morning I will have the reads. Was that not said to me?
That was said to you.
And what happened?
It was sitting in my outbox without me hitting send.
So you okay, you know what? I respect that. So
but don't
you,
lash
you
just, out.
You had a mistake.
Don't be mean to RJ.
They were in my outbox without me hitting send.
So you had a mistake, and I can accept that.
That's what Dave does. That's what Dave does is he lashes out. Dave, Rick, he wouldn't be Dave if he didn't.
You know what? What? Why? See, this is why I have to. Because no one is ever nice to me on the show. If I didn't protect myself, I'd get into the fetal position. I'd be like RJ in the grocery store. I have
to. Yeah, but you're nasty.
Myself.
You're nasty to people that don't deserve it.
No, I think everyone deserves it.
No, nasty to me, I can understand it. I mean, I started the show busting your chops. I could get it. Because
you're mean.
No, I'm not mean. I'm just observant. Lash out at me. Don't take it out on RJ.
I'll go after anybody.
Yeah, don't
RJ made a verbal commitment to me weeks ago. He said, don't worry. Every day, 5:30, you'll have the reads. Now we're starting the 6 o'clock hour. I'd like to say who it's brought to you by. I can't. Why? Don't have the reads.
Well, you have
that's not lashing.
Well, now you have them.
Now I do. Now I can tell you it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
And you know what's amazing? We're caught up, just like that.
Yeah, but I like to prepare.
I don't think you peruse the reads previous.
I peruse.
I think you open it and you let it rip.
Well, just because I'm competent and capable. I'm not like some people on the show need them like
notorious
hours in
for
advance.
Rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
Do you know what happens if you send Rick his reads as they're to be read on air?
Too many S's.
.com/sportbook.
/sportbook.
This is what happens. This is what happens.
I had one slip up. I would get through it. I mean, it would be great, but I'd get through it. You might get some of that.
You can barely read.
I can read.
Not well.
Who got into Harvard, buddy?
Because you can stop a puck, not
because
no. You can read.
How dare you?
Not because of pros, because you can stop the puck.
Save
the honor society.
That's why. You're a prodigy.
Honor society.
Please.
Oh, what do you mean, please?
Please.
Check
really.
The GPA.
Please.
Check the GPA.
You know what? Then why don't you take the handle on Stump Rothenberg today? Why don't you run point on it?
No, because I already did it, and I was undefeated. I'm good. 7-0. Thank
please.
You.
Please.
Please.
Please. In what city does Boston exist?
Oh, here we go.
Those are your questions.
Here we go. I dominate.
Who batted
I dominate. You can't even give me credit.
World Series.
I dominate. You can't give me credit. That's fine.
You can play later. 6:45, we're going to play Stump Rothenberg.
Yeah, maybe I won't play.
Maybe I don't want you to.
See, that's what it is. You don't
no,
want me to play.
No, that's not. I welcome you into anything that I do. I think you welcoming me is a real issue. I think
you and Andy from Merrick. You and Andy from Merrick. I'm getting emails from him. You guys should send me pictures of bobbleheads of myself. Like, it's too much.
Oh, by the way, before we get to the Nets, I got an email recently. It was sent to me, but it was about you. Do I have it? I do. Would you like me to read it to you?
Is it from Andy?
No, it's from Michael Borkan.
I have no idea who that is.
No, you wouldn't. He says, I'm really sorry to bother you. It's actually a very nice email. Really sorry to bother you. I'm actually trying to find a contact method for Rick DiPietro. I purchased one of two All-Star jerseys that Rick was given for an NHL All-Star game and was wondering if he would actually like them back or like it back. I purchased it directly from the Islanders years ago. My contact info is as follows. Thank you for the assistance with this matter. I thought that
That's
was very nice.
Nice
of him.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah. So he wants to know if you would like one of those.
Well, why does he want to get? I mean, why does he want to give it to me? Like, he doesn't. He's just done with it.
I think he probably has little meaning to him at this point, and he
oh,
would
that's
like
nice.
Listen, I'm just telling you the truth, and he probably wants you to have it because it would mean more to you.
Well, if he's going to get rid of it, I'll have it. I mean, if
well, I don't know
otherwise,
if he's going to get rid of it. I think he'd like to give it to you if you would like it.
Well, I think I have
that
one
to me.
I believe I have one.
You're inaccessible to the people. I am not.
I believe I don't have my own website. I believe I have one. So I don't need that one. But if he's going to like just get rid of it, I'll take it.
I'll respond to him and clear this up.
Maybe you have it.
Well, I don't want it.
Oh, what do you mean you don't want it?
What do I want it for?
It's an all-star jersey. Maybe you hang it up at the man cave.
Well, I don't have a man cave.
How about your office?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What do you mean, you guess?
It's all soundproofed in here. It's just a wall space.
You just don't want it. Just tell me you don't want it.
I don't really want it.
Maybe Sherry wants it.
She wouldn't want it, trust me.
Because she's mad at me because I took your side. This is the problem with me and you, is I'm always on Sherry's side. One time in the history of the show, I take your side, and this is how you treat me.
Well, because I was right, and I didn't treat you poorly.
You just told me you didn't want my all-star jersey.
I don't want the jersey.
It's not nice.
Well, you know what? That's how it is. And by the way, every conversation now, Cass is on my side.
Yeah, every single one.
Because you know why? Because you're mean.
No, I'm
not
mean.
She recognizes it, and she's sick of it.
She's not sick of it. She loves it. You should see what happened to me yesterday. She couldn't keep her hands off me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I said, Cass, there's a lot of sports. I'm tired. She's like, no, you're not.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So from that 9:45 to 10 o'clock window, you neglected to tell us that was your sweet spot.
No, that was not the sweet spot. When Rocco goes down for the nap is the sweet spot.
Afternoon.
This was like, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at you. You're living quite the life, huh?
What a life. Oh, it was fantastic.
So you sleep like 3 to 4 hours a night. Kid goes down for a nap. You think to yourself, maybe I could get a nap too. And Cass says, no, you can't.
There will be no nap, my friend.
There will be no nap for you.
Naked ladies.
All right.
We'll see naked ladies.
Yes. Funny the first time, funnier the second. I got my reads. It's all happening here in the 6 o'clock hour. So Nets, very workmanlike, right? I mean, early, big lead, kind of brought it home. You never had the feeling that they were going to lose this game. They were big favorites. I think they were like 10-point favorites heading into this one. My question or concern is not that they were going to get by this one. It is what happens moving forward. And now you have Boston, and that's a series. That's a legitimately difficult series.
Legitimately difficult series. I mean, not having Robert Williams is a big loss for the Celtics. But, I mean, Jason Tatum is a stud. And he's played well against the Nets. I mean, that really is when it comes down to it for me, and I think a lot of people, is whether or not we know they can score. I mean, you saw that in the first quarter last night. They scored 40 points.
Can they defend? That's your question.
Can they defend? Because in the playoffs, it's not going to be, let's just go, you know, let's have one of these up and down, let's just go bucket for bucket. Like, you got to get stops. You got to be able to get stops.
And can they get stops? I would say unlikely.
During the course of a playoff run, I mean, you saw better defense last year. I think that's what a lot of people are leaning on, is that they did flip the switch last year.
But it didn't feel like last year was this much of a struggle for them.
No, it didn't. But, I mean, you're still talking about having, I mean, you saw what Kyrie did last night. I mean, you still have Kyrie and KD, two of the best scorers in the game.
He almost didn't miss a shot last night.
No, he started 12 for 12. Didn't miss a shot till the fourth quarter.
He's amazing. He really is. Now, I thought this was interesting. Little back and forth with two players on the Nets. You mentioned no Robert Williams in this series. Here is Bruce Brown discussing the absence of the big guy for the Celtics.
Now they don't have Robert Williams, so they have less of a presence in the paint. And we could attack Al Horford and Tice. Them not having Robert Williams is huge.
All right, so that's
he
Bruce
had a good
Brown.
Game last night, by the way, Bruce Brown.
Well, hang on, you're right, he did, and he finished well, and he's going to be a guy that has to produce. But you heard his comments on no Robert Williams. Here is Kevin Durant reacting to Bruce Brown's comments.
Yo, what did Bruce Brown say? He said something I ain't like. Somebody just told me.
Oh, I love you.
Love you too, champ. What did he say? All right, man. That's caffeine probably talking. Take some before the game. They got them two dudes. You can do the same stuff. It ain't gonna be that easy. I tell you that.
He didn't like that at all, huh?
Well, pretty much, he's telling Bruce Brown, don't start writing checks that I got to cash.
Right? Because you're not going to be the guy that gets raked over the coals if things don't go well in that series.
No, it's going to be KD.
And right.
But I get
so.
It. To Bruce Brown's point, I mean, that's something you keep to yourself. But, I mean, that is something that they could exploit. I mean, you saw that.
And they should be able to. But why in the world would you say that?
No. Because, I mean, he's fired up. They just won. He had a really good game. You saw what Drummond and Claxton did last night with no Jared Allen. Andre Drummond had 16 points in 19 minutes. 16 and 8 in 19 minutes.
If you're Bruce Brown, if you're Curry, if you're Mills, if you're Drummond, you're going to get great looks. I mean, Claxton, you're going to get great looks.
Yep.
Because the opposition is going to focus on stopping Durant and Kyrie.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant's done a really good job. Because you can tell, I mean, last night, I mean, they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink at him. And his ability to facilitate. I mean, he had 11 assists last night. Like, he only took 5 shots in the first half last night.
The amazing thing to him, and you mentioned all the time, and watching it last night, he's indefensible. You cannot guard him, right? I mean, late stages of that game, he rises up over guys, and there's nothing you can do. I actually thought they defended him well, and it doesn't matter. He hits the shots.
No, I think your only hope with him is just to wear him down. It's just to beat him up, because he's not a big guy. So you just get physical with him and hope to wear him down during the series.
It really is amazing.
He plays a lot of minutes, man. That's why that last night was so big for them to win that game.
I said that yesterday. You didn't want to have to play Friday and then right back at it on Sunday. That would have been awful. But they get the win, and now they get a couple days off. And that's probably – we'll run through the series in a little bit. Looks like Doncic might miss a little bit of time, huh?
Yeah, with the calf.
Saying there's no timetable for his return. That's not
that
good.
Sucks. That sucks, too.
It stinks just as an NBA fan, because I don't care at all who wins that series. But I'd like to see Doncic play.
He's one of the best players in the league. This is when you want to see the best players, is in the postseason.
Yeah. Speaking of him, we'll get to this in a few minutes. The disrespect for R.J. Barrett is just, it's overwhelming at this point.
It doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop. But we'll explain what we mean by
you
that.
You see who else is on that list?
Well, we'll get into it. At 6:15, we're going to get into that.
You guys on that list.
I got it all mapped out.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's a Knicks thing. Just a disrespect for the Knicks.
Yeah, but it's just dumb. All right, let's get to a couple calls. We'll break, and then we'll get into the list. Dave in Queens. Good morning, Dave. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's D. And the Nets, I thought they were just flexing in the first quarter just so they could lose on purpose and then face Miami, because I think Boston's going to mollywaffle.
You're anti-Nets, right, D?
Oh, yeah, because the way they try to put all the blame on Harden. And even yesterday with some stupid report that came out again where they were bashing him. I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous. So it's like, okay, you want to reward Kyrie? Cool. And watch what happens. Everywhere Kyrie goes outside of LeBron, like LeBron and AD are the same people, he's not a winner. You want to see that again this year?
Yeah, but I don't think you can absolve James Harden of blame here, though.
I didn't say that, but they're trying to make it seem like he was the bad guy, and that the Nets are not like the Nets are run properly, which they are.
Well, I mean, did you hear the one? Are you referencing the report of him and Kevin Durant having a little bit of friction between them? Because KD said to him, because he came into camp out of shape, and KD said something to him, and he didn't like it.
Yeah, but he was hurt. He said that he wasn't able to work out. He wasn't able to play ball. He said that at the beginning of the year. But everyone just wants to skip over that and act like he's not actually hurt.
Listen,
I mean, KD actually said something that was very interesting yesterday. He said the MVP is a likability contest. James Harden could attest to that.
Well, I don't know if it's likability. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. I think it's a narrative award. I think the analytics play a big role in it. There's a lot that goes into it. I don't like it either. I think it should be most valuable, most outstanding. I think it's two different things.
Two awards, yeah. I think that's
But fair. Don't give me that. I'm so sick of that garbage, that nonsense. Why a guy had a hamstring. You can still keep yourself in shape even if you're dealing with a hamstring.
He showed up overweight, and
I had knee surgery in L.A. in a rental house I was staying at, and I had him deliver a hand bike to the rental house while I was there to make sure I stayed in shape because I couldn't do anything with my legs. I rode a hand bike for an hour a day every single day to make
sure
I was in shape.
I'd like to see you on a hand bike for an hour.
Just seeing the amount of sweat coming off that thing. Oh,
thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh.
You know, it's funny. When you first said it, I was like, wait, wow, I'm confused. What just happened there? And then when I heard it back, you said, can we get the date? His response is New York.
Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh.
And then your response to him not giving you the response you were looking for is, ooh.
I thought he said too much, though. I thought he gave you too much. I was like, ooh. Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh. A little slip. You know what's amazing, though, about
the radio? I think you weren't
paying
attention.
No, I was paying attention. I was locked into that question. You know what's amazing about the radio is you say stuff and people don't really listen when you're saying it.
Right.
Like, no one, did we ever say that the Utah Jazz would just give you Donovan Mitchell for R.J. Barrett straight
people
up ever?
People just assume.
Oh,
they
my
just
God.
Assume that that's
no,
what
we meant
said.
One of the pieces of the trade would be R.J. Barrett. And if you mention it, people will call and say, no, we can't get rid of R.J. Barrett. You can't.
Right. You're right. And now which I'm
which is
getting
part of the
of
problem
your...
with making a deal like that is, what do you have? Now, you got Donovan Mitchell, but what do you have?
And then you have nothing around him. Why, here's my question for you. Let me read this, and then I'll ask you the question. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey is best enjoyed with great friends during big games. So for the Rangers' April 21st matchup against the Islanders, we're giving away a grand prize VIP reservation for six with food and beverage at West Harlem's At the Wallace. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, and you'll be one of 10 qualifiers, all from 98.7 ESPN. Why in the world would Donovan Mitchell want to leave a pretty good situation, right? I mean, that's a good team, yes?
Yeah, Utah's a good team, but that's, I mean, that's why he would leave.
Okay, but why would he want to leave there to come to the Knicks without R.J. Barrett?
He probably wouldn't. He probably wouldn't. I mean, if you're going to come to the Knicks with all the pressure that's going to, you know, surround you coming to the Knicks, you're going to want to have a team that's ready to win. You don't want to be, I mean, you don't want to come, again, that goes back to the whole conversation we had. You know, trying to get a superstar to come here by himself.
Right. And to be the first guy. It's not going to happen. Now, Louis Bonilla tweets in, and of course it's always at me. It's never at you. You're 100% a homer. R.J. Barrett is not better than Jared Allen or John Collins. Stop overvaluing any Knicks trash. So it's an awful take.
Well, I don't think it's trash. I think that's unfair. R.J. Barrett's a good player. I get concerned when the three people that you trust their opinion don't have, not one of them voted for him. I find that a little alarming.
You can't just say they made a mistake?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's one thing if two of the three made a mistake and the one guy has R.J. Barrett on that list, but three of them made a mistake?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Let's go to Greg in Piscataway. Greg, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey,
What's up, Greg?
Think that it's a bias around the league. I mean, not that they're picking on the Knicks, but it's cool to make fun of the Knicks or you know, not give the Knicks any respect until we get good. So, I mean, just having him left off the list is just he's a product of being a Knick, which has been one of the laughing stocks of sports over the last, you know, 10 years. There's no way you can tell me those guys are better than R.J. Barrett. I'll put R.J. Barrett in the top 10 in that list.
I don't know about that.
No, not top 10. That's crazy.
That.
Yeah.
But he's a good player.
No, R.J. Barrett's a good player. And he's asked to do a lot with this team. I mean, this year he was, with the season that Julius Randle had, I mean, you were counting on him to be the guy a lot of the nights. I mean, that's what he became this season.
And he was.
Now, some of the advanced stats on R.J. Barrett aren't, I mean, like his player efficiency isn't great. I mean, it's not by any means. And I understand why people say it. I mean, we get a chance to watch him every night. Like, we watch him every night. You're not watching all these guys every single night.
Of course not. Of course not.
But I think people do go out of their way sometimes. I mean, that even players do it.
What, to belittle the Knicks?
Well, not just the Knicks. I think just players in general, like with New York teams, there's something to be said. Like, you do get a bump playing for the Yankees or playing for one of these New York teams. You do get a bump. And the players know that. And that's why you see, like, I mean, most overrated players, and you got, you know, Major League Baseball players voting, and Derek Jeter's on the list.
Right.
Right.
Like it happens.
It becomes, yeah, it's a bigger deal either for better or for worse when you're in New York. And maybe the Knicks have been so bad for so long that he doesn't get the credit that maybe he deserves. And I mean, listen, I don't think we're wrong, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe, you know, when you take the view from way up above, maybe R.J. Barrett is not around the NBA circles considered that great of a player. I think that's a mistake, but maybe he's not.
Well, let's ask Jay Will. If we have Jay Will in Crosstalk, we'll ask Jay Will. He's usually pretty honest.
He is honest. I think and he's a Duke guy. I'd be surprised if he didn't say that he likes R.J. Barrett.
No, I have more respect for Jay than that. I mean, he'll tell you what it is. He'll be honest.
I will tell you, though, when I look at the list, it's like, well, it's hard. I mean, Evan Mobley's really good, and I would take him over Halliburton, although I do like the point guard, but I don't. I mean, Scottie Barnes, really good. Ingram, good. Anthony Edwards. Like, there's a lot of, I mean, that's the thing that jumps off to me with this conversation, how much good talent and young talent there is around the NBA.
That's what I'm saying to you, though. I mean, it's like now you get into the whole, like, Don LaGreca, who are you taking out? Because there's a lot of good players on that list.
So if you had to take out one, is it John Collins?
Collins was the name. Collins was a good player. Collins was the one that initially I looked at. And I was like, he's a good player, but
I got to take him over Miles Bridges too. No,
Miles Bridges is a good player too, though.
They're all good players. There's not a bad player on the list. But if I said to you, would you rather have Bridges? They're both small forwards. Bridges or RJ? Who would you take?
Well, see, that's the thing though with RJ. I look at RJ. I think RJ's best position is the two. I think RJ is more natural at playing with balls in his hands. He can facilitate. I think that's where he's better, which may be a good thing. I mean, if you think about it, if we could actually get a point guard,
yeah, maybe it makes right? me better. Like, and that's the thing also.
Well, if
the guy
keep
is
Julius
hamstrung
Randle,
without playing with a point guard.
Well, that's the thing though. If we're going to keep Julius Randle, right? Like, if we're going to keep Julius Randle, because he loves being a Knick, according to Leon Rose, or you just can't move his deal. People want to see Obi. So if you're not going to play a small lineup, I mean, how else are we going to see Obi?
So what are you suggesting? RJ at the two and Obi at the three?
We go RJ 2, 3, 4, and then you got the center and the point guard.
Yeah, they got to get the point guard. You see what Fournier said, by the way, yesterday?
I don't want to know.
Well, you don't. I'm not even going to tell you.
Tell me.
he would just like to run it back with the same team.
For what reason?
Because he thinks there's unfinished business. He thinks they could be
unfinished
really good.
Unfinished business, yeah. Relax.
He thinks they could Please. Be. This could be a
jet
really,
lag is real.
Yeah, this is really who you want your spokes. This is who you want your spokesman to be. Is Evan Fournier?
I told you I didn't want to tell you.
The Derrick Rose injury was a problem.
If Derrick Rose never got hurt, is that a team that was in the play-in tournament?
I think it's different. I think they close out some of those games. I do.
Well, they probably don't blow 5 20-point leads or whatever it was.
Yeah, but they had that stretch there. I mean, they had that stretch where it was the Lakers. I mean, they. 28-point lead against the Nets. I mean, it's just.
I don't want to do this. Can we?
No, I'm not
do
doing
this?
It. I'm not doing it. I just sit here and I think to myself, like, yeah, but how are we fixing it though? That's it. Like now, the damage is done. We're past it. Season's over. Now, like, let's. Now we have to look forward. Look ahead. Like, how do we fix it? I don't think IQ's the answer. I think IQ's better off the bench. I do.
He is. IQ is a.
He's a sixth man. He comes off the bench.
He's a 20-minute a night guy off the bench. They need a point guard. That's what it is. That's your fix. You bring in a legitimate point guard, it all changes. How you get that, I have no idea.
And we're trusting Leon Rose to do it.
Who doesn't even speak to the media. Who does these fireside chats with Mike Breen.
The sit-downs, yeah, great.
Right? I mean, please. God forbid anybody else be able to ask him a question.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. All right, you want to do something that'll be fun for everyone at least?
I hope you're ready. Because I need a serious performance out of you right now.
I might be awful. You don't know.
I'll bet money. I'd bet good money that you're going to be great.
Great? Where is the line of good to great? Like if I go 6-2, I guess it just depends on the questions, right?
It depends on the question. Because right. I mean, I'm fair though. If it's a terrible question, I don't even really. It doesn't.
No, I think you're very fair. I think you're very fair. All right, let's go. It's now time for everyone's favorite.
He's confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You'd like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh.
All right, Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Jack Pocket. Are you ready to begin this Wednesday edition of Stump Rothenberg?
I'm going to get you in the right headspace. Okay.
All right.
There are certain things in life that you have confidence in. Many people ask you the question, if you had a large sum of money to bet on certain things, would you do it? You're at the top of that list.
Really?
Yep.
Overall, my persona and personality, or just in this one segment?
No, I think in life. Like, if someone said, okay, pick one thing in your life that you had to bet a large sum of money on, Dave's performance in Stump Rothenberg would be at the top of that list.
Top of the list. All right. Now you've put pressure on me because I don't want to let you down. I might be awful. You don't know. But I'm ready. Are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
Let's start out as we always start out and bring in Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Diva Pietro and Rothenberg.
This guy won't stop, and he wonders why.
It's funny.
Come on, you take shots on the goalie. Rick,
I hope that bobblehead comes to life and haunts your dreams.
Like Chucky?
Like Chucky.
Oh, God.
Rico, you've been my guy since the first ever game.
He loves you.
Where you left the game in the third period with leg cramps. All right,
it was a very intense game. Look, you're taking shots still. I had an assist in that game.
You definitely did. A 29 save.
Hey, that's wonderful. All right, Andy, for God's sakes, please.
There have been 34 quarterbacks selected number one overall in the NFL draft. Running back is the next most frequent position. Can you tell me the last running back taken number one overall?
Oh, my God.
You should know this.
Dickerson won? You know this?
Yep.
You just know it right off the bat.
Well, I remember doing some research for the old taking Saquon Barkley with the second overall pick.
All right, so all right. Was this guy's a big bust then, isn't he?
You can say that.
Yeah, so I know Bo Jackson was one, but it's not him. I think it is the same school as Saquon Barkley. Yes,
you're getting there.
Yeah, no. All right, Kajana Carter will be my answer.
And welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
That's
was a
nicely
95
done.
Five draft, I believe.
Nicely done, David.
All right, see. Make you very proud. That's 1-0. Oh, by the way, 11 minutes away from Mel Kiper's newest mock draft dropping. Have you seen it?
No, he won't send. I told you, sign of solidarity. He doesn't send it to you. He doesn't send it to me.
I don't want it. RJ, only send it to me, and we'll play a game and see how Rick does.
That feels mean.
Yeah, no, but secretly send. But secretly send it to me, okay?
But wink, wink, send it to me too. All right. Let's continue along. Let's go to everyone's favorite, Sal in Dutchess. Have at it, Sal.
Buongiorno, Rick and Dave. Okay, here we go. I think I got it right. Which Yankee has the most opening day home runs? Ooh. I heard it on post-game on the Yankees on Yes.
I did not hear.
I love how Sal takes all these little nuggets from the stuff he watches.
And I love how it's always like, I think I might have this right. I don't, do you have any idea?
I think I heard the same thing that Sal heard.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, that's because I don't pay all my close attention to,
Well, it's because your TV situation sucks.
I don't pay close attention to the audio on stuff either.
That's kind of disrespectful to Kay, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not meant to be disrespectful to Kay. I got a lot going on. Most opening day home runs by a Yankee. I don't know. Well, I mean, if you know the answer, why don't you help me out?
Well, because this is your segment.
Oh, so that's how we're gonna go here?
Well, no. I mean, you said I did. I'm using a good mood, having a great segment. I don't want to help out.
That seems nasty. No.
Oh, it's not. You'll get it.
I don't know the answer. I think this is the kind of thing you know you don't.
Can we get a year so?
If I give it a year, you guys are going to get it, but I can't give you a year.
I'm gonna guess that. No, forget it. If he's not going to help me and he's going to leave me out to dry, fine. I'm going to...
One of them has five, and there's like four of them that have four.
That doesn't. What does that do for me?
Well, if I give you a year, you're going to get it.
I'm not looking for the year.
Okay.
I don't want the year. I'll say Joe DiMaggio.
No, he wasn't even one of the ones. It was, well, before I say that one, if I call again, like say, how you guys doing on sitcoms? Like if I give you a question on sitcoms, like say Friends. Yes. Guys, watch Friends?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good on sitcoms.
Sitcoms.
Well, the answer is Babe Ruth with five.
Oh, I was thinking about Babe Ruth too. All right.
And then there was like, Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, stuff like that.
All right. So I picked the one iconic Yankee one that was not on the list.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Thank you, Sal. So that's 1-1. Now, why you couldn't have jumped in there is beyond me.
Well, because it was Babe Ruth. I mean, if it was somebody, if it was more obscure, I would have helped you. But it's Babe. I figured. I mean,
all right, it's fine. You know, it's fine. I don't want your help.
I'm sorry.
I don't want your help.
I'm sorry.
Let's go because I'm big into the wrestling. Luke in Connecticut. Go ahead, Luke. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, Stone Cold. I told you I'd call you on Wednesday with your wrestling question.
Yep.
Rick, no help because he should definitely get this.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Your idol, the guy you stalk in bathrooms, Lawrence Taylor,
mm-hmm.
was featured in WrestleMania 12 against who?
Bam Bam Bigelow. Boom!
Boom! Easy one, buddy.
Right in your eye.
I gave you a layup.
Stop it. I'll tell you this. If you remember, it was a, what do they call that? It was like a tag team match. How many? No, you know what? I could reverse it right here on you.
A lumberjack match.
Whatever. How many? Because it was all defensive players linked with Lawrence Taylor. How many of those guys could you name?
Ken Norton Jr. was
That's
there.
Right. Let's go. I'll go one now. Ready?
I'm only a Niners fan, so I.
Oh, I don't want your excuses. I don't want your. You ready?
I'll go
with Carl Banks. Now you go.
Yeah, you're going to beat me on this one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Right.
The one wrestling question you know.
Listen, I got a lot of knowledge when it comes to Lawrence Taylor. How many of Bam Bam Bigelow's guys could you name?
It was all the Million Dollar Corporation. So it was what? King Kong Bundy, Tatanka. Yeah.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, right?
Yeah.
Nikolai Volkov, remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. This is what we do. All right. I think I proved my point. 2-1. How was that?
That was, by the way, Bam Bam Bigelow, like Peter Rosenberg looks like if you put Bam Bam Bigelow in a dryer. Like that's, he would be Bam Bam Bigelow's like a little guy. Like if they did like a dink, like a doink, you know what I mean?
I heckled Bam Bam.
This is what happens, though.
Yeah,
this is what happens, though. You can't ask. Like, it's a wrestling question, but it involved Lawrence Taylor.
That's right.
That's a layup.
All right, let's go to Taylor in Saratoga. I thought I did well there. Taylor, you're
better than
Stump
well.
Rothenberg.
There have been four players in baseball history to steal a base in four different decades. Can you name the first?
So you want the first player to what is it, to steal a base in four decades?
Yeah, four different decades.
I mean, you think of guys that played forever. I think Ted Williams did it.
So you want the first?
I think Tim Raines did it, and I think Ted Williams did it.
Well, if Ted Williams did it, he'd be the first.
Right, if Ted Williams did it, which I'm confident of, I can't imagine there was any before him, so I will go with Ted Williams.
Yeah, Ted Williams was the first. Ricky Henderson was the second, and Tim Raines and Omar Vizquel also did it.
Wait, no, hang on. You're bearing the lead here. I got it correct, yes?
You got it correct. You nailed it.
Yeah, there you go. And that was gorgeous.
Nailed it.
So that's what? That's 3-1?
By the way, that's a pretty damn good question, because I don't know how many people knew that Ted Williams stole bases like that.
Well, I don't think he stole a ton of bases, but he
did
for
but
four
still.
Decades.
Yeah, but how many people would guess Ted Williams?
Not many. Well, that's the genius that is me. RJ, you want to take one more? You want to be done?
You can go
what
one more.
What happened to my question? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. You wouldn't help me with my question. So now you want me to go? Fine. You go ahead. What do you got?
It's not called Stump the Hump. It's called Stump Rothenberg.
Fine. Go ahead.
All right, I think it's a very topical question. So the Brooklyn Nets have now qualified for the playoffs as the seventh seed. Can you tell me the lowest seed to ever win an NBA championship?
I think the Rockets.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The 1995 Houston Rockets, too easy.
They were the seven seed.
Six.
Yes.
Six seed.
Six?
Yep.
They were the six seed. I think they were 47-35 that year, and that was their back-to-back. That's when they brought Drexler onto the team.
How do you know their record?
You're bearing the lead here. I got it correct, yes?
Give him another ding. He got the record right, too. It's an animal.
Sorry. All right, so that now we've really turned this thing on. What are we, 4-1, 5-1? RJ now has his little barrage of questions.
Yeah, his kid's meal.
I would say that's accurate. Nice little happy meal of questions. So five players left in the NBA playoffs, and we're gonna float around, and you're going to tell me where they went to college, starting with Chris Middleton.
I know this, and I will get this. Is he a Texas A&M guy? That's not my final answer. I need to think about this for a second.
Well, in the sake of time, I'm going to give that to you, because that's correct.
Okay.
I think you would have got there.
I would have.
Jimmy Butler.
Marquette.
Yeah. DeAndre Ayton.
Oh, come on. Arizona.
All right.
That's not right.
I started
the
you off.
One picking the draft.
I started.
Yeah, why would you start with Chris? Why would you start with DeAndre Ayton?
Because
he would be like the appetizer to this whole thing.
I always start with an easy one. So this time we're going to get you off right off the jump. I wanted to ratchet it up a little bit.
Leave
All
it
right.
alone.
That doesn't seem nice.
Mike Conley,
Ohio State,
yeah.
The Ohio State University.
Hard to remember Greg Oden was on that team. Am I right?
Yeah, they beat Georgetown in the Final Four.
Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah.
And Jaylen Brown.
Cal.
That is correct.
I am too smart.
And there you have it.
I am too smart.
And there you have it. So what was that, like an 8 or 9-1?
That was a nice showing is what that was.
That was a beautiful showing.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.